Grant said. Malcolm twisted the handle, kicked open the door, and ran. But even as he did, Grant could see he was too late. The Tyrannosaur too close. There was another crack of lightning, and in that instant of glaring white light, Grant watched in horror as the Tyrannosaur roared and leapt forward. Grant was not clear about exactly what happened next. Malcolm was running, his feet splashing in the mud. The Tyrannosaur bounded alongside him and ducked its massive head, and Malcolm was tossed into the air like a small doll. By then, Grant was out of the car too, feeling the cold rain slashing his face and body. The Tyrannosaur had turned its back to him, the huge tail swinging through the air. Grant was tensing to run for the woods, when suddenly the Tyrannosaur spun back to face him and roared. Grant froze. He was standing beside the passenger door of the Land Cruiser, drenched in rain. He was completely exposed, the Tyrannosaur no more than 8 feet away. The big animal roared again. At so close a range, the sound was terrifyingly loud. Grant felt himself shaking with cold and fright. He pressed his trembling hands against the metal of the door panel to steady them. The Tyrannosaur roared once more, but it did not attack. It cocked its head and looked with first one eye, then the other, at the Land Cruiser. And it did nothing. It just stood there. What was going on? The powerful jaws opened and closed. The Tyrannosaur bellowed angrily, and then the big hind leg came up and crashed down on the roof of the car. The claws slid off with a metal screech, barely missing Grant as he stood there still unmoving. The foot splashed in the mud. The head ducked down in a slow arc, and the animal inspected the car, snorting. It peered into the front windshield. Then, moving toward the rear, it banged the passenger door shut and moved right toward Grant as he stood there. Grant was dizzy with fear, his heart pounding inside his chest. With the animal so close, he could smell the rotten flesh in the mouth, the sweetish blood smell, the sickening stench of the carnivore. He tensed his body, awaiting the inevitable. The big head slid past him, toward the rear of the car. Grant blinked. What had happened? Was it possible the Tyrannosaur hadn't seen him? It seemed as if it hadn't, but how could that be? Grant looked back to see the animal sniffing the rear-mounted tire. It nudged the tire with its snout, and then the head swung back. Again it approached Grant. This time the animal stopped, the black flaring nostrils just inches away. Grant felt the animal's startling hot breath on his face. But the Tyrannosaur wasn't sniffing like a dog, it was just breathing. And if anything, it seemed puzzled. No. The Tyrannosaur couldn't see him, not if he stood motionless. And in a detached academic corner of his mind, he found an explanation for that, a reason why. The jaws opened before him, the massive head raised up. Grant squeezed his fists together and bit his lip, trying desperately to remain motionless, to make no sound. The Tyrannosaur bellowed in the night air. But by now Grant was beginning to understand. The animal couldn't see him, but it suspected he was there, somewhere, and was trying with its bellowing to frighten Grant into some revealing movement. So long as he stood his ground, Grant realized he was invisible. In a final gesture of frustration, the big hind leg lifted up and kicked the Land Cruiser over. And Grant felt searing pain and the surprising sensation of his own body flying through